Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Mayor Brandon Johnson on WGN Radio. Mayor, it is always so good to talk to you. How does the Johnson family celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, well, first of all, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone. Happy Hanukkah, of course. Happy Kwanzaa. We get quiet on Christmas day, and you know, we wake up to, of course, a great breakfast that my wife and mother-in-law put together, and that menu is pretty straightforward. You got to have pancakes. You can't have breakfast without a little bit of turkey bacon, and of course, for the pork eaters in the house. You know, they get that other stuff, but, you know, some pancakes and some turkey bacon. And then, of course, we go right to those Christmas stockings and look at those small, personal, intimate gifts that each and every one of us are responsible to contribute. And that's anything from candy or to any other small gadgets that people know in our home that we love. And then, of course, we close the night out with, you know, a nice dinner. And it usually entails something fried and something overly saturated in butter and cheese.
Well, I hope you're around. So what is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, wow, man. You know, Donnie Hathaway.
Right? Yes.
It's Christmas. Yeah, that's my all-time favorite, man. I've been listening to that since I was a boy. And I actually had a chance to meet his daughter, Layla Hathaway, about a month ago. So really love that song, This Christmas by Donnie Hathaway.
Did you see the show about Donnie Hathaway? That's why she was in town.
Yeah, no, I have not, and I missed it, and I wish I would have. And it's an incredible story, but it's, you know, it's heartbreaking, though. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he struggled with his mental health, and you know, that's something that, you know, I know that personally because of what my older brother dealt with. He was also a musician; he played the saxophone. But no, it's an incredible story. There's certainly some tragedy there, but out of it came, you know, an incredible gift to the world, his music, and his daughter's doing an incredible job carrying on his legacy, who's a proud Chicagoan. She was a student at Kenwood, where my son is a student as well. So, no, it's a great history of the Hathaway family in Chicago.
Your New Year's resolution for the alderman.
Oh, you know, this would be what we call messy, but I'm gonna no, look, you know, my New Year's resolution is that you know, that we continue to work together and collaborate around our values to build safe and affordable communities throughout Chicago. So collaboration.
I hope so. I think most Chicagoans hope so. How about your resolution for our city, which, by the way, I will interject even before you answer, is doing great. If you look at the numbers of visitors, I just came back from Seattle, and I stayed with a friend. I went there to see a hockey game there actually, and I stayed with a friend who lives in downtown Seattle. And as I was driving up in the lift to his, I looked out. I said, where are all the people? There are lots of residences there, some downtown communities. Of course, there are no people because they go home from work and it's only, but not in Seattle. There's lots of, but where are all the people? And their city, their downtown is struggling. And there are concerns about safety and all that, so people don't go out. The concerns are not any big city, but Chicago, there are people out all the time. You don't, and our visitor numbers, our tourism numbers, are way up.
Yeah, they are. It's really great news, right? I mean, again, we had 3.5 million people come and hang out downtown Chicago over the summers, $900 million of revenue, total social impact for tourism, $20.6 billion for the entire region. Our airports, we had more travelers come through our airports than ever, so we set and we broke records. And to your point, we had the fewest amount of homicides in the summer those 3 months in the summer than we've had in 60 years. Now, look, there's more work to be done. And so, you know, my you know, New Year's resolution or hope for 2026 in the city of Chicago is that, you know, we continue that trend of economic development and vibrancy while also becoming a safer big city. But also, you know, if I can just sneak one more in, if I could, is that people begin to feel that transformation. That's my hope and my New Year's desire for Chicago is that the investments are seen and felt throughout the entire city.
I know I want to ask you about your own New Year's resolution. I don't believe it is to stop drinking, since you don't. I don't believe it is to stop smoking, since you don't. So it might be boring, but what is your resolution for yourself?
You know, really, ultimately, you know, my, you know, desire, you know, as I go into the new year, is to just become a better human being, right? I'm always looking for growth there. So, you know, and I'm going to spend a little bit more time in reading and more time in prayer and really spending a little bit more time with family. That's been an incredible sacrifice. My 18-year-old, my oldest, he's leaving off to college in just a few more months. He's going to graduate in 2026. So just being able to spend more time with family, more time in prayer and reflection, a little bit more time reading to ultimately become just a better person.
I want to ask you one serious question about what's going on here, and then I'll let you jump. But Gregory Bovino and ICE, they're back in Chicago. The New York mayor-elect took a different tact. He went to the White House. He kind of sucked up. I'm talking about mayor-elect Zoran Mandavi. He sucked up to President Trump. That's my words. But why wouldn't you consider doing the same?
You mean sucking up?
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to suck up to anyone. But what I will say is, like, look. First of all, you know, Gregory Bovino is clearly a very disturbed individual, and you know he has repeatedly been dishonest throughout his entire tenure in this role, and there's nothing that he says is can be taken seriously, quite frankly, and he's proven to be, you know, untrustworthy. You know, as far as my willingness to meet with the President of the United States of America, I'm always open to that. We have to have a very clear agenda. And what I would have on the agenda, we're not meeting if we're not talking about, you know, how we build safe and affordable communities, getting illegal weapons off the streets of Chicago, making critical investments in transportation, housing, healthcare, education, and then creating jobs for people. That's what I want to talk about. Like, there's a real affordability issue throughout this country. Average price of a home, speaking of New York, is about $1.1 million. Average price of rent, anywhere from $4,200 to $4,500 a month. That's just not sustainable. Same thing on the West Coast. I have a great deal of regard and respect for the mayor-elect, Mamdani. Same thing, have a great deal of respect for Mayor Bass. But she's dealing with the same thing on the West Coast. The average price of a home there is about $900,000. Same thing, rent, we're talking $4,200, $4,500. That's not sustainable if we're going to make sure that working people and the middle class is actually obtainable. So, you know, I would be open to a conversation with him or anyone else that will help us do more of the work that we're doing here in Chicago. We're on pace to build 10,000 affordable homes by the end of my first term. We're already seeing violent crime going down in the city of Chicago. He even tried to take credit for it. You know you're doing something right when the President of the United States of America is trying to take credit for your work. And there's still more work to be done. You know, and, you know, if the President is open to that, I'm happy to have that conversation, but there has to be a very clear agenda going into that meeting, and he has to absolutely know that my number one priority is to make sure that we're protecting working people around this country, but especially the city of Chicago that I'm responsible for, and that anything and everything that we can do to ensure that people can afford to live in their communities and that they feel safe in them, then, you know, he would have a worthwhile compliment in the city of Chicago if he was actually committed to doing that.
Well, so many reasons why I like you personally, Brandon Johnson, is that I have to. You're a brother in sound, formerly working in radio, and you are terrific on the radio. The best to you and your family for the new year.
You as well. Thank you all. Thank you very much, Steve.